Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm gonna be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What's up, my growling gigglers? Grr.
We're running out.
Yeah.
We're running
out. Not really.
Not really. No, that wasn't a good one. But
no,
I
actually enjoyed that one.
Thank you. You flew in from Charleston?
I did, literally, like just now.
Because I was so excited to record Giggly Squad, and I happened on Craig's Insta stories, which I don't find myself on.
Yeah,
very
you
often.
Happened upon it.
I happened upon it, and it was. You and Charleston playing with turtles. And I was like, this bitch has Giggly Squad in 2 hours.
Charleston Page, I don't know her. Never met her.
You were wearing some ugly outfits too.
Hideous outfits. I wear hideous outfits when I'm down there. I'm not myself. I'm like very in touch with nature.
So Craig wrote in her element. Yeah. And I'm like, when was that her element? When is Paige feeding turtles
like,
her element?
Who is that?
And he goes, she loves turtles. And I'm like, I've never known that about her.
I just recently started liking turtles.
Okay.
So it's nothing.
So he brings you to
No,
like,
he's literally gaslighting you. He's like, you don't know that about her?
Yeah, he goes, we're like jealous of each other. He's like, oh, you didn't know? That's all she talks to me about. I said, you're going to start a turtle sanctuary called Paige's Pals.
Here's the thing. There's nothing to do down there. Like, there's literally nothing to do, so I have to, like, come up with hobbies. And I'm like, oh, there's, like, animals right there. I should at least bring them the salad I'm not going to eat.
Also, you put That's so nice of you.
Yeah.
You posted a TikTok, and I was, like, really into it, like, what you're going to wear. And then it just stopped. I was like,
I didn't
okay.
manage my time.
And then you posted it and then just continued the next.
Yeah. I was like, whatever, this is my page, and it's my Saturday, and I'll do as I please.
Is Craig supporting your TikToks?
Craig's super supportive of my TikToks. He's just very like, okay, well, like, what about... I'm also, like, his social media manager. He's like, okay, well, can you pick a TikTok that I can do? And I'm like...
It's not about you.
No, I actually can't pick a TikTok that you can do because I'm not on the payroll.
I feel like he's sitting waiting to get tapped to, like, co-star in one of your TikToks.
Yeah, and then, like, I'll be like, oh, I have a TikTok for us, but then we won't make it because, like, I get... Like, that was 15 minutes ago.
Yeah,
like,
it's
I'm
not,
a new person
now. It's not
now.
Trending anymore.
Like, I thought you had a TikTok for it. I'm like, no, it's over. I actually just, he hates, you know what he hates when I say?
What?
I actually decided I'm going to do that one with Hannah.
She's like, well, I thought that would have been a really good one for her.
I'm like, yeah, but it's just like kind of more mean Hannah. You know, like, I just feel like Hannah would crush that role better.
See, that's really mean. Craig and I have absolutely zero sexual tension. We have more other kinds of tension. It's tension.
It's like unspoken though. Where me and Dez could not give a flying fuck. Could not. I literally, the one day I called you because I thought you weren't with your husband. And then when you were with him, I was like, I'm so sorry I even reached out. That's so rude of me to call you while you're with your husband.
I left Paige like 10 voice notes and she was like, is Dez in Ireland? And I'm like, yeah.
No, because I love when he goes to Ireland because you get so obsessed with me. It's literally like my ex coming back and being like, so what are you doing? I'm like, we are broken up.
You up? No, I feel like some people do love having tons of friends. I need one to two people that I tell everything to and not a therapist.
Do you want to know why? I feel like we're like that too.
Why?
Because we have such bad anxiety. Mm. If I know that too many people know the same story about me, I freak out.
But then I do have a side to me that, like, if I'm not figuring something out, I will tell the stranger outside at the bus stop. I'll be like, if you ever were in this situation.
what would you do?
And you're getting information from people who are like, I don't give a fuck, / I've never experienced this before.
Let's also talk about your new segment.
I'm so happy you brought that up. I woke up this morning. I said, this is my creativity. I will not think of a new idea for years. Yeah. And then when I think of something, I go,
and I have to do it immediately.
I called Des. Yep. And he's like, how are you? And I said, I know you're having ACL surgery. I don't care.
I know you're in a different country about to be put under, but I have an idea.
I have a TikTok idea. And I'm going to wear my tie because the tie is catching on. I did shows all weekend. Girls are showing up in ties looking so hot, like Avril Lavigne hot in the audience. And I'm like, oh no, what did I create? So I'm like, I'm going to do a tie and I'm going to do a new segment on where Kate Middleton will be.
Yeah.
And I thought, the first thing I thought of was, I think Kate Middleton is like having an affair with one of the Montana boys. And that made me laugh so hard. I couldn't stop laughing. I called Grace. I told her about it. And Grace came over and I was like, we have to shoot this new segment. And she's like, you have a lot of things to do today. I go, this is very important. And then she... What else did I say? I mean, the Montana boys thing is funny.
MGK tattoo.
MGK tattoo. And I called him Machine Kelly.
Yeah.
And I gaslit people to think that's his new name. People are like, oh, I didn't know he was Machine Kelly. I just forgot.
Where is Kate, though? Like, after watching The Crown, I feel like I am an expert in all things royal. Knowing that they each, even though they're all in a family together, mm-hmm. they each have their own team of PR that does their own for their that individual person. Mm-hmm. So like one PR team can be fighting with someone else in their family's PR team and they're going back and forth, like putting articles out about each other. That was like the whole Kate Middleton, like Meghan Markle thing. Like they just kept putting out articles that like fought each other.
And then they just walk past each other in the castle like, hello.
No.
How are you?
Literally.
Good. How are you?
So I feel like she's fighting with her husband and she's like, you know what? And now I'm going to do the number one thing I'm not supposed to do, which is literally go, you're not going to be able to find me. And so like, I feel like she's not been out.
She's fighting with his husband.
I think so.
Her husband. He's finally like lost enough hair that she's like, I can't deal with your shit anymore.
And there were always rumors that he was cheating on her with someone else, but I forget what her name was.
Well, I think she's going on a cocaine bender with Andy Cohen.
I wish.
Wait, don't you love how that came out and people were like, what else is he doing? What? Obviously.
It's 2024 in New York City. If he wasn't, I'd be concerned.
We go, one thing we know about Andy Cohen, he's not lame. Yeah, do you not have friends?
Sorry.
She's recovering from Hailey Bieber's sister throwing a used tampon at her.
Wait, what was that story?
Did you see that news story?
I saw that she got arrested, but...
She got arrested for... being in a bar, getting in a fight with a bartender, and throwing a used tampon at them.
She took it out?
I've never heard this in my life, and I don't know why we haven't done it before. The second I heard that, I go, that is so fucking smart.
That is so smart. Because one thing men are
afraid of,
yeah.
men are afraid of two things, getting kicked in the balls and, used tampons.
Yeah.
The kick in the balls, obviously important if you're in trouble. Or just take out your tampon and like fling it around if you're getting kidnapped.
I'd love to know, like...
I'm way was more she... scared of the tampon. For
right.
sure.
Yeah, you'd be freaked
like,
out.
I'd maybe rather lose my balls than get hit with a bloody tampon.
Yeah. Was she wearing pants or a skirt? Like, was she unbuttoning, unzipping, pulling it out? Or was she like, you know what?
That's a great question. However, seconds. When people are drunk, they do magical things. Yeah. Like, you're like, where did that come? Where'd that sandwich come from? When people are drunk, they can do literally anything. Also, drunk people fucking in the bathroom all the time. Logistically, people be like, oh, yeah, we fucked in that bathroom. I'm like, how?
Yeah.
How?
Where? What bathrooms are you
I
going
just feel
to?
Like people fuck in bathrooms.
Like on like at
maybe
restaurants?
Maybe people are joking with me like, yeah, we fucked in the bathroom. But like, I've never fucked in the bathroom at a restaurant.
I've done it one time.
Was it like logistically hard?
No.
What'd you do? Like the sink? You sat in the sink? You're
oh
drunk.
My God.
You have no idea.
Yeah, I was drunk, actually. I went to, you know where I was?
Are we going to say the restaurant?
I can't remember the name of the restaurant.
It's about to be a Page Six article.
But it was right by the Comedy Cellar. Whatever that, there's a like a famous restaurant like right down the street, like an Italian restaurant. I went there, went into the bathroom, like had dinner, went into the bathroom with my
date. Oh, after dinner you had sex. Interesting. Okay.
No, I think I did it while after appetizers.
After apps. That's when I would recommend.
That's a sweet spot.
Not after if you have Caesar salad, though, because then it's garlicky. But you don't have
to
kiss.
And then we went to the Comedy Cellar and had, like, the best time ever.
Wait, so were you like, I'm going to go to the bathroom first, then you go? Like, was there strategy?
I can't remember.
See, again, drunk people
but I think
are magicians.
I think he was like, I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And then you come in.
And then, like, did you have awkwardness leaving the bathroom? Because I would. Like, everything you're afraid will happen to me if I tried to have sex
in the
bathroom.
Honestly, no. Like, I for whatever reason, didn't think about anyone else around me.
If I had sex in the bathroom, I'd walk out and there'd be eight people waiting.
Do you want to know why I don't think I thought anything of it? Because at the time, I feel like I was going to a lot of restaurants where people were, like, getting up from dinner and going outside and smoking a cigarette.
Oh.
So I feel like it was, like, one of those restaurants that it didn't look weird that, like, we weren't sitting there.
Yeah.
But also, like, I don't know.
That's pretty badass. Chris, have you ever had sex in a restaurant bathroom?
I have not, no.
Guys, what am I, a whore?
You're that friend when we play Never Have I Ever, she's already out. And you're like, we just did... Three questions.
Like, all right, losers. No, I was actually going to tell a dating tampon story. One time I was dating a guy and I went, it was like, new, like we weren't like exclusive or anything. Maybe we had gone on like a couple dates. And I went into his bathroom in his apartment and there was a used tampon in the garbage, which is like.
Was it rolled, at least rolled with toilet paper? Okay, that's just.
It was like bizarre. I was like, someone.
Cooked here.
No, literally, someone wanted me to see this. So I go to the bathroom. I walk out. I'm not saying anything. He knows that I saw it. Like, he knows something's up. I can see his wheels turning. And in my head, I'm like, I don't give a flying fuck. I'm not exclusive with you.
Because he doesn't know how you know, but he knows you know. Because men know when we know.
Yeah. I was like, I don't care.
He knew you were
gonna
know.
I was going to never bring it up.
We know.
Sometimes.
What are you hiding, Chris?
Men are dumb.
What are you hiding?
No, men are so stupid because here's the thing. I actually wasn't mad and I was never going to bring it up and I was never going to like.
Well, because you're not, you know.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, yeah, do your thing. Like, okay. Yeah. We're sitting at dinner. He comes up with the most elaborate story I've ever heard in my life to the point where like then I'm into it. Now I'm like, okay, what is it?
You're like, don't gaslight me.
He said his cleaning lady's daughter sometimes comes to help her out and she just turned 14, so it probably was her.
Yo.
I didn't think I was going to stop talking to him just because there was, like, a used tampon.
Yeah.
After that story, I was like, I can't ever see you again because that story was so fucking crazy.
Yes. Yeah.
You could have gotten away with it by just never saying anything.
Not bringing it up because he didn't actually do anything wrong. I do think that everyone has a fear of, like, getting drunk and accidentally having sex with your tampon in. And then it's, like, either he's like, this girl has the smallest canal I've ever, ever witnessed. Or he pushes it up and then your tampon's stuck in there forever.
No.
But I don't think men's dicks are that powerful.
No, they're honestly not.
They're not.
It actually, it'll come out.
It'll plug.
Like, they can't get it. Like, they're not Houdini. I mean.
Or Evel Knievel.
Yeah, or Evel Knievel. One of
also,
our favorites.
I don't know. Everyone has different periods, but I'm at this point where my period's insane for 2 days. And then, like, it kind of just gives up.
I haven't had my period in a year, and I'm not laughing about that because it's really not funny. Something medical is definitely going on. But let me tell you, it's been so nice.
No.
No, a full year. It's not great. I actually have a doctor's appointment tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because something's plugged up and we don't
know. Honestly, you have to go to the doctor. Half the gigglers are doctors, so like they'll just DM you.
Okay.
But it's not good.
No, it's not good, but I'm a year off my birth control. But
and when you were on birth control, were you having a period?
Yeah, because I was, but it's like a fake one.
And how many days of the week are you sexually active? Sorry, I'm pretending I'm a doctor.
They don't ask how many days. They say, are you sexually active? Oh. How many partners?
In total?
No, like at that time. In total?
How many partners of yoga are you? Are you asking my body count?
I'm like, I feel like I'm not going to count him because I was like 24.
Do you know what it's... Honestly, I have so many half stories where I'm like, that doesn't count. Like, he tried, it didn't work.
Anything before 25 for me, I'm like, that didn't count. I don't even know you. No, seriously, at 31, to still be dating, like at 31, to not be engaged, not be married, mm-hmm. I've been dating since I was 15. Yeah. Anything before 25, that wasn't me. I'm in my 30s now. I didn't know her.
Yeah, you actually get a new layer of skin, like a like a snake.
I was a born again virgin when I turned 28. Like, that was it. I was resetting my clock, and that's where I'm
I do
on.
Think when you get out of a relationship, you're re-virginized.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you don't know what the kids are doing out there. You're like, I've been away for so long.
So I heard today, because I hang out with a lot of Gen Zs, mm-hmm. humble brag, and
you only hang out with Grace.
Okay, I, Grace, can you tell her I hung out with another Gen Z? Did I pay her? The girl, yes. We were shooting a video. However, she told me, and she's very cool. Mm-hmm. She lives in Brooklyn. And she told me that some Gen Zs are just shaving their butthole.
For the first time?
No, like, because they're just eating ass.
Pardon. Hold on.
Like, some girls.
You're when you say they're only shaving.
Yeah. Like, or they're comfortable with their pubes, but because eating ass is so, they'll shave their butt.
You know, this is crazy, but I just had this conversation with someone.
You know, I've been talking about this all week. I saw it.
And I would like to consider myself very sexually.
Who knows what you'll say? Because you've been all over the place. The last 5 years, you've been all over the place.
I would like to consider myself very, well, one, sexually active. But two, like, I'm down to, like, try something or, like, you know, let's. Yeah.
And this is coming from the girl, her first season of Summer House. I showed her a dildo and she pretended she didn't know what it was.
You bought me my first vibrator.
True. That's, I was your
now
sexual
I'm a
renaissance.
Literal connoisseur. I'm like, get it out of here. I hate that shape. But that, I will say, that is one thing mm-hmm. that I will never. Mm-hmm. I'm not reciprocating. Don't ask me. I'm a lady. I that's when I become a nun. I'm like, you want me to what? You should go to church. So, that's disgusting.
So he could literally spit on you, slap you, but God forbid he delicately puts his tongue on your booty
hole. No. He can do it to me. I would never do it to a guy, ever.
Honestly, that tracks for you.
That's like, I don't even want to be down there.
You're like, I'm a star. I'm the talent. I'm the talent.
Mom, I'm so sorry. No, I don't. I couldn't. I would never be able to. But also,
but
I
this
think
is
I
the
give
crazy
that
thing.
Off because I've never been asked.
That is so funny because it's like I've never had a guy try to like really choke me.
Interesting.
Because I don't give off that energy.
And you talk a lot. You would think they're like, I'm finally in here. Shut the fuck up.
The only time I shut up is when Butter falls asleep by my mouth. That's the only time. When a cat falls asleep on my chest. Wait, that's so funny. You think Des would be like, oh, finally.
Yeah, like I got her exactly where I want her.
I think when I'm actually in a relationship with someone I really like and I feel calm with, I'm actually
You're
quiet.
Very quiet. You're actually very reserved. Like, you can sit on a couch and not speak for hours, like, if you're relaxed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is pretty incredible. But, like, throw one new person in the room, and I'm like, da 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 da. And then they leave, and I'm like.
No. But I love that about you, because Craig is like that, too, and then I can stay silent for the whole time. I'm like, there's my friend. She's going to perform for you now. Don't talk to me. Please no small talk this way, but she'll tell you a joke.
But the crazy thing about anal is that for men, it's like so important. When gay men have sex,
yes.
I've asked around,
yeah,
they can orgasm just from the butt. Like, they'll have a full orgasm just from a guy being in their butt.
Got it.
Because it's hitting their prostate. Why is Chris laughing?
You paid his reaction. That's
because I have so many questions logistically. I have so many questions logistically. That man who is receiving, mm-hmm. is he touching himself?
I don't think he has to.
A dream. The men have to do nothing. They literally have to do nothing. We have to sit and focus.
But that's why if you do, like, apparently, because I don't want to say I haven't tried, but I haven't figured it all out.
Yeah.
Because, like, I start getting my nails done. But you're supposed to put your finger, a finger will make their orgasm, like, so much better. Like, it is literally like a button. Has told me a story about like some guy. It's actually in his special. A guy was like, I told a girl to put a finger in my butt, mm-hmm. and her fake nail fell out in his butt.
No, that's my worst nightmare.
I think men, like when they were just all the men are out at war.
Yeah, they were all because
it's like
each other.
Let's think about it. Men are like not as much about emotions,
right?
So why are you not gonna get your dick sucked?
I mean, think about when they go to jail.
That's what they do. Isn't that jail?
No, that's
the girl. I give you 25 years of anal. And you have to be a bottom. Then
they go to jail to be themselves and get in shape.
But then I got confused because I have a lot of, I mean, gigglers who are friends. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them are bottoms. And it's not making sense to me if everyone's a bottom. There's
well,
like
some people
three
can,
New Yorkers who are top.
And they some just, people like, can like
they
verse, switch.
They switch.
But a lot of people don't like to switch when they're their own. And I get it. I love laying down also. Like, you know, one day if Craig's just like, and now you're on top, I'd be like, no,
also,
I'm tired.
I love how there's so many different kinds of bottoms. Like, you could be a power bottom. We're going to get so many messages like, you guys tried so hard to get it right.
We tried really
and
hard.
And you totally missed. Anyway, how do we get here?
I think we started talking about turtles. And this is where we got. Which is, I love to see our progression.
We have to bring up the Noah Cyrus drama.
I mean, what is going on in that family?
I don't know because, I mean, Noah Cyrus's mom, Trish.
Yep.
Which is such a mom name.
No, her name could only be Trish.
You came out as a mom named Trish.
If you have Miley and Noah, like, and this country family, you're Trish.
I've never met a child named Trish. It's only a mom.
I don't think I know.
Is Trish short for something? Trishelle?
Trisha.
But Trisha's like, you might as well just call her Trisha.
Trish. I don't know.
Trish.
But Trish is the name from that video that everyone says that's me and you when it's not Amy Poehler. Kristen Wiig and the other comedian, they're like on the plane and they go back and forth and they do like a fake video. They do like a fake like scenario. It's literally us when we talk about men's names.
Oh,
that, I don't know.
Yes.
No, it was like a movie, not an SNL skit.
Yes, yes, yes.
But the girl's name was Trish and I always think of it. Okay. So Noah's dating this man.
Noah was dating this man. But people were trying to say at first they weren't dating.
Okay. They break up. They're over.
And he was a zaddy.
And then Trish is like, hey, and starts dating him.
See, that's what I want to know. How did the hey happen?
I mean, was he over one night for dinner? Like, I don't.
So now they're like getting married?
Are they getting married?
I think so. But they kept it on the low, this whole drama, until the wedding. And then people are saying that Noah's not going to the wedding because she's pissed.
I mean.
It's loaded. It's
disgusting also. It's loaded and disgusting. Could you imagine dating someone and then sweet, sweet Lenore being like...
Leave Lenore out of this.
I mean, it could have happened one time. It was Jazzy J and it didn't happen.
Jazzy John loved my mom. Actually, every guy I date loves my mom. Every guy
That's
I date...
That's so funny because every guy I date hates my mom.
Because she doesn't warm up to... Like, she's like, don't. She's like, you don't deserve her.
They love my dad, hate my mom. Because my mom's real.
See, my dad's like, do you know any Knicks players? And they're like, what? And then my mom, they're like, your mom is just like you, except domesticated and on her shit and, like, a caretaker.
Yeah.
And they're like, can you be more like your mom? And I'm like, no, then go hang out with my mom then.
My mom's just like me, except she can see more clearly.
Yeah,
you know? I'm like, if she doesn't
wiser.
Like you, there's a fucking reason. Okay? And that's a personal problem. That you have, not us.
Wait, I have that character where, like, the fact that Kim likes me
Kim
makes my day.
You.
But she literally, it's just a look she'll give me, mm-hmm. like a little smile. And I'm just like,
she's very proud of you. No, my dad, like, honestly, I feel like gets jealous. Like, you just love her so much. I'm like, yeah, she's my friend. I love you too, Dad. Like, she's
I feel like
not replacing
the only
you.
Family member that is not jealous is Gary because. Gary knows that you love him so much, and he's actually, like,
Gary's
confident.
Such a true older brother in terms of, like, he thinks we stole his whole idea. You know, like, he thinks that, like, we are anything because we are younger siblings. You know, he's like, you guys wouldn't have even known anything or how to be funny if I wasn't involved. I'm like, okay.
Speaking
I will
of
say
brothers,
I do plagiarize a lot of his jokes.
Well, he's riffing with you.
Yeah.
And you just,
so I'm like, I'll take
you
that.
Do have a good eye for jokes. Like, you can tell when something's funny. It's same like an outfit. Like, you mm-hmm. have an eye for when something works.
Yes.
So my brother, I went to Gary, Indiana. He doesn't live in Gary, but he lives right by there to see Lois.
Yes.
And apparently Lois, when she misses me, they'll just play my videos on mute.
Stop.
And she'll like cry and then she'll watch my video. So I walked in and she was like, lost her fucking mind.
Oh,
I lost my
God.
Mind. We FaceTime you. She put yeah. on sunglasses for you. That
no,
was cute. That,
she's so cute.
No, it's like next level cute where I sat them down. I said, you guys are near Chicago. Do we want to sign her up with an agency? Or like, I was like, honestly, the Gigglers love Lois. They chant her name all the time at shows. I go, are we going to monetize this?
No.
She will be
what
fucked
are we doing
up.
Here?
I go, like, we'll have to get a therapist.
You're like, it's been 6 months. I feel like we can, what's our
she's,
ROI
she's
on
about
this
to
baby?
Get past the Gerber baby phase. Like, she could do a whole national campaign if you want it. I said, I'm not going to force it. If you want it, if she needs a manager, I can probably hook that
yeah.
up. So she's just like a star. But then.
Didn't it solidify that, like, if it's your baby or, like, if it's in your family that
yeah.
you're, like, you're the best thing that's ever happened to this whole world and why aren't people
Well,
noticing?
I was thinking about it genetically. She's basically my child. Because, like, isn't yeah. Daniel and I the same?
Yeah.
I mean, what's
she's
it called?
She's half yours.
The Punnett test?
The Punnett square.
The Punnett square. So isn't he – I mean, I guess me and Daniel have different – no, we have the same.
You have the same DNA.
DNA.
Right?
Yeah. Because, like, he could do a 23andMe and it's the same.
Yeah.
We're figuring this out together. Hold
we're
my hand. So scared right now. So then he hooked up with Jeannie.
His wife?
His wife. So if
he
I hooked
married.
Up with...
He didn't just fuck Jeannie, okay? Jeannie is a lovely lady who is his wife.
I love saying, like, I hooked up with Des on our wedding night. I was like, we hooked up. So they got together. Lois is genetically my child.
Yeah.
So... She wasn't able to go to my show.
Because she has a bedtime.
I was trying to get her into this casino. I was performing at the Hard Rock, and they were like,
You're
I
like, act sober. She's like, I can't talk.
I go, you look like a fucking drunk adult. You're just stumbling, and you're going to keep food in your
She's
mouth.
Like, I learned to walk last week.
She's like, stop crying all the time. And I was like, look, I'm the talent. I can get her in. And they're yeah. like, I think it's like you legally can't bring a child into a casino. I'm mm-hmm. like, I'll leave her in the green room. And
You're
they were like,
I'll put her in my purse. Are you kidding? She fit.
She wasn't able to go. And then, so it was like a huge room. It was like 1,600 people.
Wait, why am I picturing you in like a trench coat on? Like with Lois inside of it, just being like, shh. And like sneaking her in somewhere she has no business peeing.
And she's going, mama.
Like in a green room.
She calls me Hanny.
Wow.
And whenever she says it, she gets excited. She goes, Hanny.
Wait, that's so cute.
It's so cute. But then, like, the second she has, like, a poop problem, I'm like, mm-hmm. oh, I'm out.
Yeah. Did it make you, like, want to make her a cousin? Give her a cousin?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I still don't. Like, I'm still.
Because, like, leaving, were you like, okay.
I've been doing this crowd work in my shows where I ask people, like, do you actually like your kids?
Like, do you think I should have a baby?
Yeah, like, I straight up am like, let's just do it.
If you were me, what would you do?
Assume control group right now. I'll do it based on whatever you guys in Gary, Indiana mm-hmm. think. And it's really, some people are like, my kid's an asshole. Or, like, I didn't want to have kids. People call their kids assholes a lot.
Wait, that's crazy.
Or they'll be like, it just really depends. We're at this crazy place where I was talking about on Burner Phone where, like, over 50 years ago, like, women, like my nana.
Yeah.
She wanted to be an artist. She wanted to go into Hollywood. She had to get married at 18.
Right.
My mom was the first generation to go to college. And then I'm the first generation that takes it for granted.
Yeah.
But then it's, like, obviously we're going to have a different view of family that, like, we don't have to do it immediately.
Right.
So it's, like, then you think, is it a cheat code where, like, you actually never have to? But then that makes me feel, like, so sad and everyone's gonna get mad at me.
It's so, this is actually such a, like, serious.
So serious.
Conversation.
So serious.
We should not be having
like,
it.
Because, like, let's be honest. Yeah. Me not having kids, it's not like voting where you're like, oh, if I don't vote, it doesn't matter. Like, voting matters. But, like, having a kid, like, I don't know why I brought that up. But, like, having a kid's not gonna matter. Like,
if you have a kid, I'm making you a pin that says, I had a kid today.
Because you know when people are like, if everyone was like, let's not have kids, and I guess like,
well,
as humanity will
would die.
Die, or I guess they wouldn't exist. They wouldn't have the chance to die because they weren't. But if you don't have to.
No, you definitely don't have to. I think what I think of, which is probably like a little bit selfish, but also like not really. You love your family structure right now, but yeah. One day that's not going to be your family structure.
Yeah.
So when you're at the age that like your parents are now, what are you going to do to fill your time?
So I saw this lady on Instagram who was addressing that, and she was like, when I was like sick and stuff, it wasn't my like kids who helped me. Like they moved to other places. They have families. It was my friends.
Okay. Great point. Hannah, we hate everyone. We can't rely on each other in our 70s
but this is
to help each other.
But like, what do we really need help with? Like, bring me to the hospital if I need help. I don't want people in my house helping me.
No, I don't either. But my friend Stephanie, like, we've talked about this too, and she's brought up like, but what if I just didn't have kids? And mine, like, I know I definitely want them. And she asks me, like, such bitchy questions sometimes.
Yeah.
She's like, but tell me the reason why you want to have them.
Yeah.
And, like, if you gave – she was like, I was waiting for you to give me a really selfish reason of, like, you want an accessory. Like, I was like, okay, I'm not a monster, and you've known me since I was 12, and this seems very pointed. But, like, no, I want them because – I feel like I would be such a good mom. Like, I would make a child's life really great and have a great experience. Like, so I know
I love how Stephanie was like, I never thought that was the reason. Yeah. That was definitely not the reason.
Stephanie was like, please don't procreate, whatever you do.
But then sometimes people say, like, it's selfish to not have kids. But then some people say it's selfish to have kids. Like, oh, you need to continue your legacy.
Well, yeah, I'm stunning. I'm not letting this bone structure go to waste.
We've talked about this before. Sometimes two really good-looking people have the ugliest children.
No, I know.
Because, you know, when it's so good-looking, it becomes alien-like.
Yeah.
You ever see, like, the most gorgeous man and his mom? Is so not cute. And she created the hottest fucking dude ever.
Yes.
That's why my son's gonna be hot.
Something that happened to me in the new year, well, really, I guess tax season, my mom was going through my expenses and she was like, you pay for a lot of things twice. And ultimately, she wasn't calling me stupid, but I feel like it was a little bit implied. And so if you're like me, then you need Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, I can cancel it with a tap. I never have to get on the phone with a customer service. I absolutely hate that, and I can't do it. It's against my religion. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/gigglysquad. That's rocketmoney.com/gigglysquad. rocketmoney.com/gigglysquad.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15. Summer is right around the corner, and I love those days where you're like, let me just throw on like a little mini dress and a pair of sneakers. If you love that also, then Roback just launched their new women's line, and it's our absolute favorite. Also new is their Sunrise Active Short. We absolutely love them. They're very lightweight. They're performance fabric. They're perfect for on the go, but they also have really good just like loungewear sets, like you have days that you want to rot on the couch, but like rotting on the couch is very different than rotting in the bed. Rotting on the couch, you need like the perfect hoodie and jogger set. Their sets are so soft, but they also have a lot of skorts, crews, active dresses that blend just seamlessly into your wardrobe, but also like you can actually go out and do things in them. Use code GIGGLY for 20% off your first purchase through the end of the week. That's 20% off hoodies, joggers, dresses, and more with code GIGGLY. Oh,
so anyway,
I can't
Noah
even look at myself in this. I look like a ghost.
Noah Cyrus. We don't know enough of the drama.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
We don't know enough about the drama to like have strong opinions. I mean, if he's
feel like
it's just weird.
We know the headline, though.
We know the headline.
And it's insane.
It's insane.
Like, I mean, here's the other thing. Noah's much younger than Miley.
Also, Noah...
Wait, can you Google how old Noah Cyrus is? I feel like she's got to be maybe 23.
Also, I get it. Maybe have the same sense of humor or, like, the same perspective in life. I don't know. But Noah and Trish are two different fonts. Like, they're giving very different energy. How are you attracted to both of that?
How is there not a reality show yet for that family?
Yeah.
They have so much random drama.
24.
24. And the dad's, like, off being a shaman somewhere. Who knows?
Is he a shaman?
No.
I believe
he just has long hair.
I feel like...
and wears...
He just has kind of bangs.
kind of has bangs and, like, wears a cowboy hat. So he's a shaman in L.A. It's like, you're a drug addict.
I do feel like Miley really tries to stay out of it, but I wonder how involved Miley is in it.
You know what annoys me? Remember when, like, Addison Rae, like...
I was thinking about her.
And then all of a sudden, her parents were just in the fucking headlines for being thirsty and, quite frankly, stupid.
Yeah.
Like, this girl has just become, for whatever reason... for a couple months, like an A-list celebrity. Like, everyone knew her. She's on the Kardashians doing all these things. Now you don't really hear from her. And her parents, like, put her in the media in such a negative light because they were, like, out doing bullshit.
Well, it's a little bit like Miley's working so hard. And she's very successful. And this probably won't affect her at all. But, like, you work so hard and paying tons of money to publicists and trying to create your career. And she just won a fucking Grammy. And then it, like, cheapens the brand. When,
like she has a reputation.
They're having a full-on Jerry Springer, like, sideshow.
Yeah, and it's like you're...
I'm a Grammy winner.
No, literally, that's all I would say. I walk in my house now and I'm like, Paris Hilton doesn't vacuum. Mom, I'm not back, you know?
Oh my God, I watched this extremely sketchy documentary about like becoming a, is it called like Becoming a Queen? And it was about like Tinsley Mortimer.
Was it on Hulu?
Yes.
Oh, was
Did
it?
Did you watch
like,
it? No. Queenmaker. It's called Queenmaker.
About like the New York City like socialite girls?
Yes. So
I didn't watch it.
That's the kind of thing that I just like having on. Like I love.
Yeah.
And it was basically how like Paris Hilton and them started the whole like you're famous and you're not hidden. Like they basically said New York City royalty. Their whole thing was like we are private. We own the roads. We own the railroads. What do people do? They're like all the Astor plays, like all those families were like, you can't have access to us.
Yes.
And the Hilton sisters were the first like really famous family that was like, look at me
because
I'm rich and famous. And then there were all these, you know, rich. And it's crazy because like.
I love when people are rich and famous because they're rich and famous. Like I just think I love it. It's fascinating.
Because it's basically like, because of your name. Like, people respect you because of what, like, your dad did.
Right.
Because your mom wasn't allowed to work.
Right.
And whatever.
But I will say, like, Paris Hilton, of all of those girls that probably are on that documentary or all of those, like, socialites that were famous then, she's the only one that built anything from it and I feel like took her advantages and made, like, she could have done nothing. Like,
for
she could have fucking chilled. She's, like, a billionaire on her own.
And she also had other people in the family doing a lot of, like, random stuff, you know, housewives and stuff, and she's created her own path. I do think...
I'm forever a Paris Hilton stan.
You have to be. She created us.
No, literally.
She birthed us.
from her rib.
Her rib. So then they bring up Tinsley, and like I did not realize, because like I wasn't covering the scene at that time.
Yep.
They said Tinsley Mortimer basically was like the it girl of the gala scene.
I remember hearing her name like way before Housewives.
That's crazy. So they basically said she came, but she's not like the other New York girls because she's from
she's
the South.
Southern, yeah.
But she played tennis for Columbia.
Oh, wow.
And she basically got married to some New York City oil guy. And she basically said to, the first thing you have to do apparently is get a publicist. Which is crazy because, like, in my head, I'm like, oh, yeah, you get a publicist when you're, like, working on something or promoting something.
And, yeah. They were getting
Hollywood
it just to, like, be cool.
Famous.
Yeah.
So the first thing you have to do is get a publicist, which is thousands of dollars a month. And the guy was like, what do you do for a living? And she was working in PR. And he's like, I'm not making a publicist famous. You have to quit your job.
Oh, so she my God.
But like, she didn't need the money. So she quits her job. And then they would go to like 5 parties a night.
No.
And they had to change, like fashion week every day.
Yeah.
Change in the car because it was all about Patrick McMullen taking a photo of you at these parties.
Oh,
and you'd
my
show
God.
Up to parties and you don't know why they become obsessed with certain girls.
Yeah.
And then they talked about how Olivia
Palermo
showed up and they were trying to pit Olivia Palermo against Tinsley. Like she's the new it girl.
Loved Olivia Palermo.
Because you look like her.
When it was The Hills and everyone was like, Olivia Palermo is such a fucking bitch. She is the worst. I was like, she is my Jesus. I fucking loved her.
She talks like
everything
this. She's
about
just like,
her.
I don't really want to be her and I don't like any of you. I'm Olivia
because
Palermo.
Here's the thing. When I watch reality TV or I watch like celebrities or something, unless I want to be you or be your best friend, mm-hmm. I'm not interested in you.
So true.
So like you have to be in an outfit where I'm like, I need to buy that. Or you have to say something where I'm like, that would be my
friend. I do see you in the future consulting future like reality TV girls.
No. Please don't put that on me. Please don't put that on me.
Well, you're basically doing it now, I feel like. But anyway, so Palermo comes in and then they start their first ever like crazy vlogs. They were ranking the girls.
Yes, yes. It was like an internet,
So
yeah.
Like Tinsley
almost
was
gossip.
Number one. Yes.
Yeah.
And I actually.
It was Dumas, basically.
It was basically Dumas.
Yeah.
And I've never watched Gossip Girl. And I think it's because I'm from New York City.
Is why you didn't watch it?
Is why I didn't watch it. Because it was like, why would I watch a show about like Upper East Side girls?
Which is exactly why I watched it.
Yeah. And I think if I watched it, I would understand more like the glamour of people moving to New York City.
Yes.
Because in my head, I was just like, okay, I'm on the Upper West Side. I guess they're on the Upper East Side. Those like private schools had a whole different like shtick, but also like.
No, I would have never survived that.
They were beyond glamorizing it. But yeah, the money was like
insanity. I mean, just the fact that like kids would like have private drivers to take them to school is insane.
Yeah. But then it gets so normalized because once you it's like anything in life. You see it enough and you're like, oh, they have cars.
No, that's so true. It's also like kind of sad sometimes. Cause like things that like used to really impress me, now I'm like,
you don't have a car?
Yeah, I'm like, fucking get a car.
Oh, you don't have
Uber Black still impresses you.
True, it does. But anyway, so then that blog gets taken down.
Okay.
Cause actually Olivia Palermo sued the fuck out of them because they like had a fake email going around of Olivia, whatever. Mm-hmm. So this is like the beginning of almost like just, the vlogs. So then a new one starts and it's really, it's like a little more positive and it's very like in crowd. Like you can tell it's written by someone who like really knows these people and knows what it's like. And it's like very detailed and people are like obsessed with it and the writing's so good. Not to give it away, but they find out that it's
sorry. This is a long-ass fucking story. I'm trying to pay attention.
Sorry, I'm giving a lead up. I'm adding tension. It's a guy who goes to school in Illinois, and he's like this gay Indian immigrant.
Wait, and he was doing
writing,
the internet thing?
Yeah, and they were like, how do you know all this stuff? And he goes, you just have to Google it. But he was like a weird genius.
Oh, my God.
So, like, everyone thought it was someone, like, in the in crowd. Like, it must be Tinsley's, like, publicist or, like, her cousin or her sister.
And they probably all blamed each other.
They all thought it was Tinsley because they wrote so much about Tinsley.
Oh, justice for Tinsley.
Justice for Tinsley. But it
Where
was
is
just-
this guy now, you think? I'd love for them to do a reunion with Handy. You know? Just get them all.
When Andy comes back from his bender.
People are insane. People are so insane. It's also like, here's the other crazy part about like this industry is like, if someone annoys you in real life, you just talk about them to your friend. You're like, yeah. I fucking hate them. People are like calling People Magazine and like Page Six. Like, that's terrifying.
Yes.
Just to say shit about people to like
yes.
get them for and everyone else to hate them.
Well, I actually, Grace sent us some info about there's a lot going around about gossip. As long as gossip is true, it's healthy because it's you like understanding social dynamics and you like seeing other people's perspective of the world.
Yeah.
And then they said something about.
Sorry for putting clues together. All day.
They said that because it's like a female thing that
it's
people
negative.
Try. It's negative, yeah. And then people were trying to get girls to stop gossiping. Because did you watch what it said?
They were like, "Oh, women are talking shit, and they're getting too smart."
Oh, so men try to get women to stop gossiping back in the day because it was sharing information, so they would know what's going on.
Yeah.
So, gossiping is how we take down the patriarchy.
No. I'll stand by gossiping until the day that I die.
As long as it's honest and pure.
And truthful. And she is a fucking bitch. Like, that can be a fact. People? And also, yes, you're literally putting things together with other people that have also experienced the same thing. And you're like, wait a minute. And then you're just getting smarter. And then you have a better tactic.
No, for sure. And yes, part of gossiping is understanding, okay, this sounds like it's coming from a biased source.
Yes.
Or like, this person's trying to get me
you
to say
really
something.
You can really look inward when you're gossiping.
Yes.
You're like, maybe I, there are multiple times where I've said something about someone and I've been like, maybe I don't like her for something else. And I quickly realized, no, she's a fucking cunt. But at some moment I might think inwardly, like, maybe it's me.
It's so true. And people will be like, you're not supposed to talk about people. You're supposed to talk about events and ideas. I don't have that many events and ideas to talk about. What are you going to talk about? World War II?
No.
President's Day?
No. Here's the other thing. Okay. It's not gossip, it's information. But also, some of it, I did make up. You know? And I am going to say it to my friend. And some of it is catty, and I am going to pick certain things apart.
No, you don't make stuff up from thin air.
I'm just kidding. But like, yeah, some of it isn't just facts back and forth.
Yes.
Some of it is venting, and that is also really healthy. And if you don't
We're throwing stuff at the board, you know, seeing what sticks.
If you don't have a person that you can call and be like, this fucking bitch, let me tell you the story of what she did to me. And then you need new friends because that's just like release. That's good for your body.
Well, they say that gossiping helps you connect with people. Like, you know how certain people you only hang out with to talk about certain things?
All my friends. Literally anyone I've ever met.
I have a certain friend that like is friends with one of my exes or like was friends with one of my exes. And when I sit down, we just know it's time to be like, how is he doing? What's going on? And like be completely biased and be like, it's not going well for him.
Boots on the ground in Albany. I need the gossip from my hometown. Okay. I need ex-boyfriend, former friends. I need all of their gossip. Yeah. Because we're smart. We have our go-to people on what information we need.
And that's smart. Like, I'm not going to my friend from college and gossiping with her about, like, my comedy drama.
No.
Absolutely not.
I love comedy drama.
Well, then there is the fresh gossip of being like, look, I'm going to bring a non-biased source in just to tell her the tea.
That's my favorite position to be in. My favorite position is when someone says, okay, I have to tell you the craziest story about people you don't know. I'm like... Hold on. Let me get a fucking drink.
That's when you know it's going to be good.
And snacks.
That's when you know it's going to be good.
Because then you really can be objective. Like, you can literally give your friend advice because you're not involved and you're unbiased.
And you know what? Good friends also know, like, what gossip you want to hear or not. Like, I think it's important, like, if they're trying to get over someone, you're not like, oh, I saw him making out with someone. No, you didn't.
Right.
You never saw that. Or for me, like, I didn't want to hear some gossip about, like, reality TV, for example. Like, I needed some space. And then once I got comfortable again, I said, I'm right back in it.
It's also really good for our brain because we hear something, we have to remember it. And then, you know, so really we're fighting dementia each day. One
but also,
at a time.
When you live life, you're supposed to have something happen to you. And then the fun of it is
telling your friends.
Telling your friends and reflecting on it and be like, what just happened to me? Am I insane?
No, we're storytellers. Sorry for entertaining. I'll never stop gossiping.
Do you know
gossiping.
What was where gossip began? Cavemen. The walls? That was gossip. They were
they're writing shit down to tell other people. How about mind your business? No one said that to them. No one said.
They didn't go up to the caveman and said, the real good people aren't writing on the walls.
Yeah, they didn't say, oh, I figured out fire, but I'm not telling anyone. No, he'd be a dick if he did that. He gossiped. He told everyone. No. People that don't gossip, also, you're lame.
No,
and you're lying.
No, but you know, they're
and
lying.
And you have no friends.
They're fucking, people don't gossip. Yeah, they've known to tell gossip, too.
It sounds like everyone's talking shit about also, you. If you're not, if you are not the one gossiping, I'm going to let you in on a secret. You're a fucking asshole.
You're
and
the one they're gossiping about.
Talking about you. No, this, seriously.
Yeah, if you walk in a room with a bunch of friends and everyone gets quiet.
No, literally. If everyone thinks you're an asshole, most likely you
that's,
are.
That's when you just get in on it. You go, what did I do? What am I doing?
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Since we're here fighting the patriarchy, this is a little bit old, but haven't stopped thinking about it. Ryan Gosling is, okay, the whole, like, drama with the Oscars mm-hmm. and, like, they didn't literally why the Barbie movie was created and they were like, fuck you guys. Ryan Gosling They're having Ryan Gosling perform his song from Barbie at the Oscars, which, like, whatever, fine. I'm annoyed by it because, one, everyone's freaking out that that song was so good. That song fucking sucked, first of all. Second of all, we don't need him representing Barbie. Why didn't you nominate her then? Nominate her if you wanted the Barbie representation.
Wait, look at you getting all worked up for women.
Because I hate women. I hate men.
I hate when men sing.
No, I hate men singing. That's what it is. I hate men in the fucking arts. I don't
like, you know what? Craig's going to think of a riff. And next thing you know, him and Austin are going to be like tap dancing all around the stage.
No. I just like, he doesn't need to. That's the song you picked from the whole Barbie movie. That's the song you picked to be performed. Yeah. Why? Why didn't you have Billie Eilish come and sing the iconic Barbie song?
Yeah. Like, is it because she sang it at other award shows?
Who knows? I stopped reading and listening, but like I was just annoyed.
They should at least like put Billie on stage with him. Have Billie sing it.
No, also like that song was bad. Like I think that song was
that
a bad
song.
That song
was like TikTok song. Like it was like, it was.
It's like, okay, we get it. Repetitive.
It was funny. It was repetitive.
And I didn't like the dance number. Sorry.
I just feel like it's so weird when they show the like Mickey Mouse what was it called? The
Mickey Mouse Club?
Mickey Mouse Club. People don't talk about that enough. I think that's my.
Like Britney Spears, Ryan Gosling.
That's my Roman
Justin
Empire.
Timberlake, that they were
and Christina Aguilera.
That they were all in the Mickey Mouse
Who?
Club.
What genius casting director? Because I've never heard about the Mickey Mouse Club in any other groups except that year.
Right.
Or those yes. 2 years. Like, who was in the other years? Clearly no one. So that 1 year was just like
and it was
all-star weekend.
No, literally.
MVPs. Fucking
no,
home run derby.
That's so true because it was around.
It was around. I mean, Jessica Simpson.
I feel like actually that was the last year.
Oh, maybe they're like, we're never going to beat this. So let's end it here. Like the fact that on stage are five of like the most A-list celebrities that'll ever be running around at like 11 years old. And then they like all dated each other too.
No, that's so crazy. You didn't watch like, did you watch like One Tree Hill and the OC and like all those shows?
Not really.
You were playing sports.
I was.
Other kids, we were sitting at home and we were watching it. A girl did a TikTok how like those shows from back then, like first of all, in one season would have like 27 episodes. But because there wasn't social media and these kids weren't like famous, like they were in like a town in North Carolina, like filming the season of the show.
Yeah.
So like they only had each other and they were like 16, 17, like to hook up with each other. So like
there was
the
no
drama,
DM sliding from other shows.
No one, the show didn't come out yet. So no one knew they were famous.
And they're all good looking and spending
hours
together.
And there will just never be that era anymore.
I also just have a theory. Like if you do a movie with a hot guy that you're supposed, you fall in love with them.
Yeah. I did one commercial and I was like, I love this guy.
Like, Sydney Sweeney is...
They fucked. They fucked. Like, stop. Everyone stop.
Also, like, if you didn't...
Stupid.
You wouldn't keep joking about it. You'd be like, guys, this isn't funny. Like, it's Not
right,
true.
Like, she is a fiance.
She's fully leaning in and like, this is funny, right?
Because we didn't do it. She did a whole SNL monologue.
We didn't
about
do it,
it,
right? We didn't do it. I feel like they're at the point where they're like, if we joke enough, people will think we're joking, even though like it's become.
Yeah.
It's, but it's also the kind of thing like, I don't give a fuck if her husband produced or fiance produced. Also, why aren't you married to him?
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't care if he produced it. The way they look at each other, no.
Right.
Like, I could look a fifth, no.
No.
Absolutely. No. I don't care the marketing.
To be in
no.
front row during the SNL monologue
I want
and
you
like
to,
doing a joke to it.
If like Dez had to shoot a movie where he was like making out with some hot girl, make out with her, turn, puke. Puke immediately after the scene. Like.
Okay, that's so interesting.
Make yourself puke if you saw me see you.
I'm trying to think like how I would feel.
Because when you're acting like. Like, for example, like, I watched the Priscilla movie.
Yeah.
Like, Jacob Elordi.
Yeah.
Her kid, like, we're in love.
Yeah.
I don't care who I dated.
I'd have to stop. Be like, is this real? Because I think we have a connection.
Think of the mindset. You have to pretend you're in love with someone.
Yeah.
And then you're physically making out with them. And then all day you're spending time with them. And then you're also doing this project together. You're in love.
Yeah. And you're like, you're doing your craft. Like, your thing
Do
that you guys
actors
like,
are just people that need to cheat. And it's the only career that they can socially acceptably cheat. They're just horny motherfuckers.
I think it's the ego part of it.
Yeah.
Like, and it's the fame part of it. Not so much the acting part.
I dated one guy who, like, made out with a girl in a...
I've never dated an actor and gotten cheated on 1,000 times. So, like, there's also no rhyme
or
reason.
No, he did it, and it was... No. Like, I was like, no.
He was acting, and you didn't like it?
No, he was acting, but, like, I didn't like...
Oh,
you would
he
not...
had to make out with someone. Yes. You didn't like it.
And they did, like, multiple takes.
Yeah, where were you?
She was
on the
model.
Side?
No, I just, he told me about it. And I was like, but I was at the time, I was young. So I was like, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then my head was getting hot. Like, you know when you could feel your head yeah. getting hot? And he just kept talking about it.
Well, because here's the other thing.
He was, like, poking me.
Yeah, there's also a way to say to your
no,
girlfriend,
I was like, oh.
Hey, I have to film this scene.
Yeah.
Or like...
And she also was, like, model. Well, I mean, I'm a model too, but like she was like.
She's a fake model. You're a real model.
Like she
You're
was
a,
like,
model citizen.
A model
okay?
citizen.
She probably has a coke problem.
You know when you bring up something, like you're jealous of something? So you bring something up, but then he over defends it. Like you know when he's like, no, you're the hottest. You're the best.
Yeah.
Like there's a way that he has to be like, or if he's like, no, she's disgusting. Ew. Like I don't trust either of those reactions. You need him to be like very in between where he's just like, she what are you telling? Like, what are you talking
that.
About? Yeah, no, I know. I can see it.
Oh God!
Oh Lordy, Lord! Wait, Priscilla was sad.
Sad.
If you're in a place where you want to date someone famous, like you're like, oh, it'd be so fun if I went on Raya and I met a famous guy. Watch Priscilla.
No. No, literally.
Watch Priscilla. Priscilla was such an amazing example of. Be careful what you wish for.
Yep.
But what a fucked up story. I know you talked about it briefly, but like, imagine you're a 14-year-old girl.
Yeah, that's the part that's actually annoying me about it.
Yeah.
No movie is doing like the deep dive into what was going on with her parents, just being like, yeah, you can go live with this fucking guy.
I know, but it's like, it's Elvis. And he had like a whole team around him of like a grandma and like whatever. And she was probably like getting so much money.
But she was 14.
Well, that's... Yeah, someone was like, that movie was trying to make him look like a groomer. I'm like, that was just a fact.
Yeah, no, that's a gossiping fact.
That was
she was 14, he was in his 30s.
Pure gossip. But this is my thing. Imagine you're a 14-year-old girl. I know, like, crazy things happen in life, but, like...
I don't think...
Keep
going.
Yeah, and you're just sitting there, and someone's like, they knew she was American, and, like, Elvis was missing America or something. That was what they were saying, and they were like, Elvis wants you to come
to
the party.
So go eat a grilled cheese.
And like, then when they showed the party, I thought they would show her and him at some, like, insane connection or, like, there was this incredible chemistry.
Yeah.
But, like, she just sat there, and he just, like, talked at her, and then he was like, can you come back tomorrow?
Here's the other thing.
And she was like, okay.
Sorry, because Elvis is dead, R.I.P., but you're disgusting.
That's no, that's
disgusting.
Crazy. But even in the movie, then, like, he obviously, then he wasn't having sex with her because I think he knew he probably did.
100% they were. What? Then,
they
so
were
what
trying
he
to
had-
make it like he waited, but he was hooking
no
up with other
way.
Girls.
There's no way.
Anyway, long story short, don't date famous men, but she got out of it. I'm proud of her.
Well, he died.
Is that But she divorced him before he died.
Did she?
Yeah, she got out. She was like, I don't want to be with you anymore. But he also was like pills and
how
crazy.
How sad, like their daughter died.
Oh yeah. I didn't do the like read up after.
His granddaughter is Daisy Jones and the Six.
Which
main girl.
People don't, they really try to hide that. Riley
because
Coe.
There was a lot of drama. She was fighting with Priscilla over like the estate because she's the heir and they gave it to her because she is.
Priscilla?
No, the granddaughter because it goes. Because
it goes genetically.
It went to her mom and then her mom died. So it goes to
so
her.
So where's what's going on Priscilla right now?
I don't know. I think they fight.
So is it Riley Coe? Is that your name? Coe?
I think so. Keo? But she was so good in that show. I'm a big fan of hers.
Yeah. It's funny, people don't talk about her enough in the Nepo Baby discussion.
Right, they don't.
They don't.
And, like, she's a huge Nepo Baby, but
her publicist is really good at keeping on the DL.
And I think it's so smart because she is a good actress. Like, I liked her.
And you know what's crazy? She looks like Elvis.
Yeah, she does. She looks like Elvis. You didn't know, you wouldn't think anything. But then when someone tells you you are Elvis. Like, yeah.
Like, in an attractive way.
Yeah.
Also, let's be honest. If we were that girl, all of us would have done the same thing.
100%.
Like, I was like, run! Go hang out with Elvis! 100%. Like, but it's also like, then you literally got trapped in a marriage,
a relationship.
But like a mansion. And it is that like power dynamic where he's, everything is on his terms. This has happened to me in relationships before when I was younger too, where like, you know the scenes where it's like the boys are hanging out and you're just there? And you can't be yourself. And, like, you have to play the token girl that they're projecting onto you.
Yes.
Because God forbid you say something, like, out of line. Like, no one would. And you just have to become a mouse.
Yes.
And I've been in a relationship where I'm, like, a mouse for, like, a year. And I'm just like, oh, we're going to your friend's this.
Wait, this is so sad. But I feel like you've probably done it, too. Have you ever been in a situation...
where you have no idea what they're talking about and you're just laughing?
No, we're like you can't really talk because you've been, like, scorned or, like, whatever. You're just like, okay, like, I'll just, like, be quiet because everyone sucks here. And, like, they're having a conversation and in your head you would have had a great joke to go with that conversation, but these idiots wouldn't have even gotten it. So you just, like, in your own head, you're like, oh, I have a great fucking line to, like, say right now, but you can't even use it.
What happened to me to this day is... you say it.
Yeah.
The guy next to you hears it. And he doesn't mean to repeat it, but he just
says it louder.
And louder. And then everyone starts dying laughing. And you're an idiot if you go, I said that. Because they're like, we're not keeping track. But you're like, I just want credit where credit is due. Like,
no, I feel like I've beaten Craig down so much that he wouldn't even think to do that to me.
No, this literally happened 2 weeks ago with a group of guys. I was like, are you fucking kidding
me? No, Hannah. Yeah. Oh, my God.
And then the guy didn't mean it. I said it, and he laughed saying it, and then everyone roared.
No.
And I'm like, is my voice white noise? Or do you guys just have selective hearing?
There are so many times where I've been in situations like that, and then I'll call my brother, and I'll be like, let me set the scene for you. And I'm like, and I would have said, isn't that funny? And he was like, that would have been
funny. See, the way me and you are different is I have to say it. Like, there's a part of me, and, but it won't work, and people will be like, okay.
Hannah's at it again.
No, I once had a boyfriend. This was one of the hardest moments of my life. It wasn't, but it was difficult. We like were hanging out with like kind of important, cool people, and I was like trying to like perform, like be my best. And then we got back in the cab, and he said, "You were really confident back there, but like in a mean way." And I was like, "Okay, I'll shut up for the rest of my life." Because you know that what I was probably acting like. I think I walked in, like, to the most important person, like, made a little, like, joke. And I was like, I belong.
You were living.
Like, I was like, I belong here. You know what? He wanted me to be intimidated by him and his important friends. And I walked in there and I, like, immediately started nagging someone.
I'm stealing that from whatever narcissistic psychopath said that. That's a great insult. Like, a low-key insult.
That was the most... I couldn't recover
after
that.
No, that's diabolical. If someone said that to me, I'd think about that for the next fucking 5 days.
No, after 2 months, I broke up with him because I couldn't eat for the next 2 months.
Those are my favorite insults where you're just like...
What did that
5 days later, you're like, what the fuck did they mean by that?
There were so many layers. Like, what did he mean?
No. My brother's really good at that whole insult me. And then 4 days later, I'm like, but what the fuck was the intent on that one?
My brother went to my show in Gary, Indiana.
I saw that.
And it was funny because you can't really see... but you can kind of see. And sometimes I'll choose to, like, I don't want to know where people are in the crowd. Mm-hmm. So I'll just be like, don't even try. But then, like, 20 minutes in, I was like, I wonder if I can see my brother.
Yeah, could you?
And I'm at the point where I'm, you know, when you drive somewhere and then you just get there, you don't know how you got there.
Yeah.
Because I'm doing the joke so often, I will do that with my jokes where, like, I will start thinking of other things and I'll be like, how do I get to the end of this joke? Did I even say it? Are we okay? So I find him. And then it was like during like one of the dirtiest parts of my set. And I was like in my head and I kept, I was like, my brother's, I just saw my brother after like a queef joke. And everyone started dying laughing. But he was so supportive and cute. And I'm just so proud of him that he was able to come see me.
We love our brothers. We're so happy that
they get to be related to us.
Yeah, that they made it in our family as a sibling of us.
You wrote sick of shopping online.
I'm sick of it.
Paige.
I know.
Paige.
I'm so sick of shopping online and I'm ready to go to a store. Like the other day I needed something and I was like, oh, but I don't have time to order it. And my mom was like, why don't you just go like find an outfit in a store?
Well, yeah, you were like, oh, I'm going to Nordstrom or
I literally
Saks
went
or
to Saks all day, like two Sundays ago.
And you had
ago.
Fun?
Well, I don't think fun was the word. Because
it's work for you.
They had no clothes. But that's the other thing. They had no clothes. Like, yeah. I had one option. I was like, where are all the clothes? Like, the one guy at Saks, I actually think, like, I insulted him because I was like, oh, like, where's... You're not about to sound like such a fucking little bitch. I was like, where's the Jack Moose section? Okay. And he was like, it's this rack right here. And I literally audibly gasped. I go, this is all you have?
You're like, that's a mannequin.
I was like, where are the rest of the clothes? And he was like, ma'am, we're in between seasons and we haven't gotten our shipments in. And I was like, oh, well.
Don't
I was
call
like,
me ma'am.
This is Saks.
We're in New York City. Don't call me ma'am.
Yeah. I was like, but we're in Saks in New York City. And yeah. like, so I'm just... I'm ready to go back into the stores.
I was never good at being online, shopping online, but I just, like, accepted it. Because I'm also, like, kind of in between sizes. That's my thing. Like, sometimes I'm a certain size in other brands. And then if it's not stretchy material,
no,
the
I'll
jeans
fluctuate
won't
10
work.
Pounds in a month. Like, I don't get it.
So, like, that's where I fuck up. And then, yeah, it looks weird on my long torso. Whatever. I just fuck it up. And then I get too lazy. If it's cheap, it's, like... Am I gonna go to Zara? Like, I don't know.
Dude, I haven't bought something from Zara in like...
Zara? Are you Kylie Jenner Snapchatting Zara right now?
No, I love Zara. Okay. But I think as I've...
Grown,
I've learned. Been like spending more money on like certain clothing items that I'm like, okay, well, I'm just gonna wear that for the rest of my life.
Yeah, like investing in good stuff.
Yeah, and like, I don't know. I've been like just doing things in my own closet.
I'm just like really into thrifting.
I'm just really into making my own clothes out of cardboard boxes.
I'm really into Amish dress wear right now.
No, I love the Amish.
You also
I was waiting for an Amish person to DM us, but...
You also said the right side is your good side.
I realized you gaslit me. I was sitting somewhere and someone was like, oh, what side is your good side? And I was like, oh, my right side. And then I was like, it's actually not. My left side is my good side.
It's no one's good side.
But your good side is your left side. Yeah. And then I was sitting there and I was like, why did I think my good side was my right side? And then I was like, Hannah Burner fucking gaslit me because what?
I didn't gaslight. I said that you look great on both sides and I only look good on the left side. And I think that's how I got the left side.
Okay. So you sympathized gaslighting. You made me feel bad for you.
I'm a monster on the right side and you're a normal human being on the right
and
side.
And so I was just like sitting there and I was like, I don't know what my good side is. Because my friend told me that it was the right side, but I think she did it only because her left side is her good side.
You know what happened? I don't think I told you. I think somehow you just like...
I just started standing on the right.
You just started standing on the right and then you like thought, well, this is my good side. So it's not.
I don't think so.
I think both sides are good with you.
But now I'm in it, and
look,
I'm
you
a,
shoot
on the right
a TV
side.
Show, you would know if you have a monster side. Like, that's how I learned my side was bad. I was like, oh, this whole scene.
Yeah, who is she?
Who is she? And then they would show the other side. I go, oh, she's perfect.
She's gorgeous.
So thank you for letting me have my side. I've had a couple interviews, though, mm-hmm. where if I'm not on the right side, you know it's because the other person asked. And I was, like, nice, and I went, okay.
Oh my God, who would dare do that to you?
Certain people, but they didn't mean it. They didn't know. I'll say, like, do you have a side?
Oh, you're just being nice.
And then
you
they
don't
say,
offer your
they go
side.
This side, and they go, I go, fuck.
But I'll you do it to yourself.
I'll stand. You know what? I'll stand where I want to be, mm-hmm. and then I can tell when they want to be on my side, and I go, "Oh, do you have a side?"
That's you're an evil genius.
But like,
do you have a side? I'll tell you.
I think
your side
there's
is.
A theory that everyone's left side is better because it's naturally the more feminine side.
Well, I like this eyebrow better.
I do too. I like this eyebrow better too.
My right side really is so fucking wonky, but.
But you know what? I also can do straight on. So sometimes I'll awkwardly be straight on and the other person's turned to me, but I'm like, I need to show. Do you know when you see on Fashion Week, like videos of girls trying to take photos and you could tell when someone has a side because her.
Yeah,
she's just kinked to the right.
I'm literally on the left side, but with my head like this. It's like, what?
Their head spins fully around to be on the right side. Oh my God. But then. What's annoying is everyone will be like, no, Hannah, your right side looks great. And I'm like, nah, shut the fuck up. Yeah.
Only you know your good side.
Anyway.
And that's all the time we have for today.
We love you guys so much. Subscribe to our newsletter. People go, Hannah, Paige, I thought it was a bit. It's not. Click the link in our bio.
But then there are other people that like live and die by the newsletter. And honestly, sometimes I go in. Because I love to know what you put in the same sections.
Oh, I always go in to see what you put. And sometimes it really works.
No, sometimes we're so cohesive. I don't know how we do that. We didn't even talk about your sweater today.
I purposely was avoiding it. And that's all our time. Thank you guys so much. Love you. We'll giggle with you later. Bye.